We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coach Sonny Dykes, the head coach of Cal, getting ready to take on Stanford this weekend. It is the 119th big game. And Coach Dykes, who, let me tell you, always shows up whenever the guardsmen call him. He is just a generous man with his time and with his offense. Sonny Dykes here on the Damon Brew Show. Coach, good to have you back on, man. Big game week. Hey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Yeah, some people might call me generous with our defense, too, so that's...
I'm glad that you said it and I didn't have to.
Exactly.
But you know what?
I was afraid somebody might beat me to it.
Let's look. I know it's been a tough 4-6 season. You dropped three straight, but you got two things that are going for you, and I'm sure this has been the message all week long. Number one, it's the big game, and number two, you can still get bowl eligible.
Yeah, certainly our guys need a little something to play for. We've had a really unusual season. We had five of our first six games really came down to the last play of the game, and we were able to win a couple, lost a couple, lost the ones on the road. Gave away a couple of ball games early that, we had opportunities to win and couldn't get it done. And then we hit the skid where we played a very good USC team that was starting to emerge, a very good Washington team, and then didn't, and then Washington State last week on the road. So, we hadn't played very well the last couple of weeks, need to this week. Stanford's starting to kind of get their mojo back, playing really, really good football right now. And we got to go figure out a way to win the ball game.
Coach Dykes, what's been the best moment so far this season? What's been the toughest?
Well, I think the goal line stand and finding a way to beat a really good Utah team was exciting. The win against Texas was exciting. We beat two ranked teams here at home. Both were really tight ball games, and they were fun games for our kids to win against good football teams. And the disappointing ones have been just, not getting it done a couple of times, when we had opportunities to on the road, where we got the game, we had a disastrous start and got the game to overtime at Oregon State and couldn't, find a way to close it out. I think the biggest deal, honestly, has just been the injuries we've had on our defensive backfield. We had 16 scholarship DBs, and we've lost 12 of them for the season through various injuries. And so we've tried to, make it work back there. It's been hard. But we've had some kids that have had to play before they're ready and some walk-ons, and kids have really played hard, but they're just not quite ready to play yet. So that's hurt us, but you know how it is in our business. It doesn't really matter. You got to figure out a way to get it done.
When it comes down to recruiting, do you start on the offensive side of the ball, or maybe do you need to start looking at the defensive side of the ball and say, we need to recruit 10 defensive players who can come here and make a difference before we need to pay another drop of attention to another wide receiver or running back or anything?
Yeah, the funny thing about it is our numbers are good. When you sit down and you put your roster together, you want to have 16 DB defensive backs. I mean, that's enough. That ought to be enough to get you through the season. That's four deep at every position. And to lose,
11.
To lose 11 or 12 of those guys has been hard. And so, our roster is in good shape when it comes to numbers, And so we obviously need to have a good year in recruiting. It's always important to have a good year in recruiting. The thing I've learned about this league, and it's this way really everywhere, but especially in leagues where the offenses are good, whoever has the best defense in this league is going to win the most ball games, and that's really what it comes down to. You want to have a championship team. You got to play defense, especially in a league where everybody can score. And so the teams that are playing good defense right now are the teams that are figuring out ways to win ball games, and that's, we got to get to that point. We know it.
So are you saying defense wins championships?
You know what? I am, to an extent. Yeah, I think everybody knows it. Everybody says it. It's a cliche, but I think particularly in the leagues where everybody can score, that just makes it that much more important.
You've got a pinball machine when it comes to your offense. You really know how to light it up. You can even make a scoreboard tilt. You're here in year four. You're 18-29 as head football coach at Cal. There's no doubt you run an exciting program, a fun-to-watch program. How would you evaluate your tenure through 3+ years so far?
Well, we had to, you know, we had to start over. I mean,
yes, you did.
A big part of that, you know, record that's not very good. Clearly, is, you know, we were 1-11 our first year, and so I think in some ways you gotta kind of throw it out. And you know, second year we won 5 games and got better. Last year we won 8 games and clearly got better. This year, you know, we knew it was going to be a little bit of a rebuilding year, just because, you know, we lost so many players last year. You know, we were a senior laden team last season, and you know, we're losing 6 wide receivers and a first round draft pick quarterback, and you know, some pretty good defensive players as well. Graduated, and so you know, that was we knew it was going to be a little bit of a rebuilding year. You know, we've got to figure out ways to stop people. I mean, that's ultimately where we have to improve. And we've, as you said, we figured out ways to score points, but for us to get where we want to go, we got to play better defense, and we know it. And we're certainly doing everything we can to figure it out.
Cal head football coach Sonny Dykes here on 95.7 The Game. It is the 119th big game, and you are looking for your first win over Stanford in a year where they probably present that opportunity more than in the last handful of years when you've run into a real, real powerful football team at the end of your regular season. Why might this be the year you get over the Stanford hump?
Well, I think there's less of a gap, you know, in the two programs. I mean, we physically had a really difficult time, you know, holding up against those guys for the first couple of years. And, you know, last year we were a little bit closer, you know, had our chances last year, didn't get overpowered as much physically. And so we've got to do that same thing on Saturday. We've got to hold up. You know, they're going to try to run the ball. We've got to be able to keep them from doing that. We've had a hard time doing that this season. We've given up way too many big plays. You know, they've got Christian McCaffrey, who's made a lot of big plays for them. You know, one of the, you know, I think really unique players in college football, just all the different things he can do. So that's going to be a big challenge for us. We've got to be able to stop the run. But, you know, we've been able to move the ball and score points and have a good defense, but we're going to need to do that and figure out a way to stop McCaffrey.
I'll tell you what's impressive. When you can get a guy who misses a couple weeks with injury and he still has 75 catches, almost 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns, this Chad Hansen kid looks like he can catch a ball thrown off of a skyscraper.
Yeah, he's definitely a good player. I mean, that, you know, that hurt us not having him for a number of weeks. Davis has a lot of trust in him. He's very comfortable with him. He's been really productive for us. You know, real excited about him. And then we've got a true freshman, Demetrius Robertson, who's really starting to come into his own and figure it out as well. So, you know, we're excited about those guys. You know, the good thing about our program, we're going to have really our entire team back next year. And so we got to figure out a way to win Saturday, maybe win the next 2, get to a bowl game, and keep building and, you know, build it for next year.
Coach Dykes, let's talk about the decision that Jared Goff is named a starter this week. It's been a long wait for him. 8 other rookies have already started in the NFL. Jeff Fisher and the Rams have been patient. What do you think has been the source of that patience? Do you think for a second that your guy can't play in the NFL?
No, I don't. I'm be honest with you. I think if he had walked into training camp the first day and been the best guy, I still don't think he would have played. I think they had a plan. I think they had an idea of kind of how they wanted to approach it and what they wanted to do. And you know, when you're the first pick of the draft and you're going to a new city, there's a lot of pressure on you. And so I think they intentionally, you know, tried to bring him along slow, try to keep the weight of the world off his shoulders. You know, get him ready to play. You know, but I think they had a plan, and I think that, you know, they're executing their plan, and I expect Jared, like every rookie quarterback, to have some highs and lows, but, you know, I think he'll be the quarterback for the Rams for, you know, 10, 15 years, so I think he's got a bright future, and I think they know what they're doing.
Tell me a little bit about Davis Webb's future prospects.
I think Davis has a very bright future as well. I mean, I think he's a guy that, you know, has really played well for us this year, has come in, you know, 1 year in a program. Sometimes that's hard to do. He's kind of jumped in and you know, and had a great year throwing it around. And I think his best football's in front of him. You know, he's a very, very hard worker. He's a very mature guy, has all that can make all the throws, you know, has all the intangibles that you want. And I think the more exposure he gets to the NFL guys, you know, he got invited to the Senior Bowl, and I think that's going to be a big help for him.
I think when he gets
around the NFL people, they're going to love his attitude and work ethic and what he can do physically. So I think that's going to help him a bunch.
Pardon me, Coach. Didn't mean to step on you there. I always think the regular season should end with a rivalry game. Cal should always wrap up the regular season playing Stanford and vice versa. You'll be playing UCLA the week after this. Does it matter to you that the big game isn't the last game anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think it matters. I think it matters to everybody. And I think, you know, I think that's one of the things that college football gets is the tradition. I think that's what keep people, you know, involved and keep people interested in college football is the traditions. And it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to change those traditions. You know, I think that's what's made the game great for 119 years. That's what's made this a great rivalry is that it's been a rivalry and there's been a, you know, it's been the last game of the season for the teams. And so, you know, I don't quite understand why they do it. I'm sure there's some kind of scheduling reason, but, you know, it ought to be the last game of the season, and I hope in the future it is.
Well, I know it's a big one. It's always a big one when Stanford and Cal get together. If this is the only win you had all year, boy, it would mean an awful lot. I know that you're dying to beat the Cardinal for the first time. I'm sure your seniors are really looking forward to this opportunity. I want to wish you the very best of luck, Coach. You've always been good to me and my show, so we'll wrap up with Go Blue.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. We're looking forward to Saturday, really are. And, you know, I think we'll play well. And so, again, appreciate your support and everything you do, and especially for the Guardsmen. And, you know, what a great organization and what a great cause. And, you know, let me know how I can help. I'd love to help any way possible.
You're the man, Coach. Thank you so much. Coach Sonny Dykes here on 95.7 The Game. Good guy. Hell of an offensive football coach. That defensive side of the football, like you said, The team that plays the best defense in the Pac-12 in a league now where everybody can put 30 on you almost any single week, whoever plays the best defense gets to rule the roost.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.